On the soccer field at Martin Luther King Jr. High School, it's another performance that doesn't quite measure up.
Come on, now. Go to the ball. You're waiting for it.
And that means another lecture from soccer coach Martin Jacobson at Riverside Park Field in New York City.
Bad day, good day, bad day, good day. No more bad days allowed. You can't miss goals in the front. You just can't. That's it. That's your last bad day if you want to win this cup.
Does a coach like this sound familiar? Nationally ranked coach Martin Jacobson, who leads one of the winningest programs in the nation, joins me now as part of our week-long look at high school sports. Coach, welcome.
Thank you.
So is there a line between tough encouragement and sort of soft, smushy kind of support in coaching? I mean, you really have to crack the whip sometimes, right?
Absolutely. The student athlete has to feel, or the player has to feel, that you really care about them. That's essential in all of coaching. However, you need to do a little tough love every now and then and hold them accountable for anything that's unacceptable and praise them for acceptable behavior.
And do kids go along with this? Do they resist this sort of thing? Have you seen a change over the years?
You know, I've been coaching 44 years. What can I tell you? I feel like I'm John Wooden all over again here. I see them going totally liking guidance and direction. They need that in their lives, especially the kids I have are New York City's finest players. And they're from immigrants. A lot of born here now, but they're, you know, first generation. And a lot of these kids' parents will say, "This is the, now he's yours. You guide him." And, you know, I don't know how much you know about our program. But, you know, I've got 96% graduation rate. I've got kids going, 11 pros played for us. I've got hundreds in colleges. So I just encourage them to work hard in school and work your dream out.
So what speech would you have given last night at the World Series?
What speech would I give to who? The winner or the loser?
Yeah, I know. It's a tough choice. It was a pretty close game. How do you keep the Kansas City Royals from wanting to jump off a bridge?
I would probably jump off the bridge with them because So let's just say that has to take time. I'll give an example. We're the winningest high school team in the history of New York, but back in 2005. You know, God forbid it'll happen again. I think someone had to take my shoelaces away. You know, we lost the city championship in a semifinal. I mean, we actually lost that year in the semifinals. And interestingly enough, today we play in a quarterfinal. So to say, hang in there, it'll get better. Time heals all wounds is the old cliche. I like to win. It would be a very tough speech to give.
Now, personally, you weren't always a winner, were you?
And as I tell the kids, it's how you end the game. You know, I had a tough setback in my life, and it was about 30 years ago. And I was, addicted to heroin, and I recovered. One in a thousand make it. And it was a struggle, and I was homeless and penniless when I arrived back in New York, being born here and raised here. And it gives hope that anybody can, you know, encourages people. Maybe I hope through my story that you know, you can get better and you can heal and you can go forward.
Did sports turn that around? What was it that turned it around for you?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. To have a passion reemerged in you is something that can heal you, can take you away from your demons. And that is what happened. I was able to reinvent my passion for coaching. I mean, I was still playing a little bit, and I played until I was 55. But, you know, I'm not sure if I'm helping the kids or they're helping me, but I think that's what it's been all along. You need that athletics. The athletics is such a healer. It's such a way to motivate and change and go forward in life, especially if you face the, like I say, the demons or the bad part of your life.
How did a coach put your demons away, and how does your life tell the story of the kind of impact a coach can have on a kid, even when the coach maybe isn't completely aware of it?
I would say the coach, through his example, any coach through an example of being positive and a great role model, can change and direct kids' lives in such a positive way. The cursing, screaming coach doesn't work. The the coach that disciplines does work. The coach that shows they really care about the kids and the kids' future, that works. You know, all these and life experiences of an experienced coach, a good coach, will take his life experiences and give it to these young athletes that we deal with. And I deal with adolescent boys. You know, I deal with high school boys. I've been a high school coach for all these years. So I call myself a schoolboy coach.
When you lost your dad, did your soccer coach replace him in some way in terms of guidance, somebody to look up to, somebody to hold on to?
Well, basically, since I started the game at a young age, I was, they called me a troubled youth, actually. Mischievous, I would say, vandalism and shoplifting and things that could have led to another direction. And at an early age, I was, instead of the police, they took me to the recreation center, local recreation center on Long Island, which I was growing up at that time. And I met a wonderful man named who was a Holocaust survivor who grew up in Brazil, migrated from Germany to Brazil. And actually, I recently just reconnected with him. And he was an All-American at Cortland State. And anyway, similar to how I coach now, because I don't have goalposts or a field to coach on, he took us around in these little fields and put cones down, called it a soccer field back in the 1950s. And, he emerged, he brought that passion into me. He introduced me to sport. And then from then on out, not to say I didn't get in trouble later in my younger ages, obviously I had a past, but at least at an early age, I finished school and I went to college and played, and I played in a kind of a semi-pro situation. And so an influence, a chance encounter or an encounter of a person who cares can help your life for sure and change your direction that you're going in. And hopefully that's what I'm doing with these kids now.
Well, go MLK.
Go MLK.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you so much.
He's a legend and a rascal. Martin Jake Jacobson is the varsity soccer coach at Martin Luther King High School. His team is undefeated, and we'll find out in early November if they've made it to the Nationals.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.